And we're live.
And we're live. You like that? Yeah.
Do you practice it in the mirror?
I do. It's like Wayne and Garth. I can see you nodding. Our barrage of horror. Good times. Hi. Hello.
Hi.
And welcome back to Pam and Terry Drunk and Scary. I'm Pam.
I'm Terry.
And
today we are doing...
Yes.
Chopping Mall, dun, 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 1986. So let me tell you, remember how I told you that my grandpa used to have an odds and ends store at this tiny little town in Texas, like super tiny. Most of the time I would help him, like whenever I would spend summers there, I would help him out and I would help him organize and stuff because leaving it up to him, he's like, he'd come back with a haul from a yard sale and he'd just like toss it all in and I'd walk around like, you've got, like, a carburetor next to some china and some baby dolls. And, like, there's no order here. And so I would, like, I was obsessive, like, going through. And I would, he had shelves and
OCD
stuff. And I would just
and
go
organized.
Through and I was like, all the dishes are here. And I'd take them by the hand. Like, look, this is the dish aisle. Look at this. These are all appliances. These are all the random car parts. I don't know what they are. And then so I would do that. But that didn't take me very long, and so for the rest of the time, the rest of the day, I would be sitting at this desk at the front, and I would run the cash register.
Yeah.
And he had one of those teeny tiny little TVs, and I would just watch that all day. And there was a thing called the Midday Matinee on, like, I don't know, Channel 11 or something.
Yeah.
And it always played horror movies. That's where I watched Prom Night 2, and I watched a lot of stuff. I watched Child's Play, Chopping Mall. I watched that on there, sitting there. I don't know, and I'm like 12.
That's awesome.
And I loved it. And like I think like a year ago, I was trying to tell my husband about it. And I was like, I had told a few people over the years about it, and I would explain it, like, because I couldn't remember what it was called. And I'd never heard it. I was like, I talk about horror movies with everybody. But nobody ever knew what I was talking about. And so I was telling my husband, and he's like, I don't know. And I'm trying to explain it. And like, as the words are coming out of my mouth, like, it sounds like I'm making this up. Like, I had some weird acid trip. And I was like, and then there were robots and a mall, and they were killing people. And so it just sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I was telling him all about it. I told him the whole story. And I was like, it came on twice. I remember watching it two different times.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was, and I didn't think that he was really paying any attention.
Yeah.
But he's one of those people that he will... You tell him, like, a tiny thing, offhanded comment or something, and then he'll come to me, like, a day later, like, so I did all this research, and so he...
That's what I found out.
Like, 2 weeks after I told him that story, he goes, just randomly, we're watching something, and then he looks over and goes, oh, yeah, Chopping Mall. And I was like, what? And he's like, that movie you were telling me about? I looked it up, and I found it. It's Chopping Mall. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You found it? I couldn't find it, and I'm typing all kinds of stuff in Google trying to figure out this movie. And he found it.
Yes.
And then I ended up watching it with my brother, like, a few months later. But I was so impressed with him, and he's the reason that I knew the name of this movie. Because otherwise, it would be one of those stories where I'm telling you about this movie, and you're looking at me like I'm insane.
Well, I remember moving when we first moved here, and I was talking to you. And I think I mentioned Teen Witch to you. And also, I mentioned Return to Oz with Fairuza Balt. And your face just lit up. And you're like, you know those movies? I swear, every time I mention those movies to anybody, nobody's ever seen them. I love those movies.
I quote Teen Witch.
I do, too.
All the time. And when my husband and I first started dating, like, he would be leaving, and I'd be like, break a leg, Kiki.
Yes.
And he'd just look at me like, what the fuck?
Yes.
And, like, nobody ever understands. And then I made him watch it. I found it, and I made him watch it. And the whole time, I'm just, like, watching his reaction, like, isn't it amazing? Don't you think this is so great? And he's like, it's okay, I guess.
Yeah.
And I remember you saying something about it, and I just, oh, my God. You know it.
Soulmates. I'm excited to see this. You've been telling me about this movie for so long. And I was listening to Pet Sematary, and when I was editing it, I was like, oh, my God, what was the movie? Before I listened to it, I text Terry. I kind of remember us settling on a movie, but we were really drunk. Was it towards the beginning or towards the end? And you're like, I think I remember you writing it down or on your phone.
Let me tell you what I remember. It was after we finished recording, and so we turned the recording equipment off, and then we were going to watch something, and then I made you watch trailers. I had you... Oh, nice. I had you watch the trailer for Chopping Mall, yes, and Repo the Genetic Opera and the Langoliers, yep, and then... I couldn't remember those. I just found the Repo Genetic Opera trailer on my phone when I went to look something up, and I was like, oh yeah, I showed her that too. But I remember making you watch trailers of things that you said that you hadn't seen.
Yeah.
And then I remember you going, that's the one. We're doing it next week. We're too drunk to remember.
I'm writing it down.
I'm going to write it down so that we don't forget. So when you texted me, I was like, oh yeah, I think you wrote it down. And you're like, oh shit, really? Let me find it. And then you couldn't find it. And then my friend was asking me what we were doing. I was like, I don't know. We wrote it down because we knew we weren't going to remember. But then you found it.
I did. And I texted you and I was like, yes, I fucking found it. I know where I wrote it down. I wrote it down in my book.
In my memory, you put it in your phone. And when I was telling my husband about it, he goes, oh, is that what that text was that Pam sent me? And I was like, oh, my God, did she text it to you? And he's like, no, I'm just fucking with you. Like, why do I tell you anything? But I got super excited when I realized, yes, we're doing this movie, and also, this is my week to do notes.
It is your week to do notes. My husband was asking me to, are you going to do your notes? And I was like, no, it's Terry's turn. And he's like, oh, he goes, what movie are y'all doing? I said, Chopping Mall. He goes, I've never seen that one. I said, me either. I'm really excited to see this because I remember seeing the preview or the trailer and remember it being... like so gruesome and funny,
and it's so and 80s.
Yes, very 80s. And I, right away, like, yes, that is what I want to see.
Let's just watch it now. We're not even gonna wait.
Was kind of ready to watch it. I really was, but it was getting late, and I was really drunk.
Oh, and I was tired too.
I was so drunk.
I was thinking we're gonna do this and this, and then after a while, I was like, yeah, let's just go to bed.
Yeah, that's all I remember. Nope, going to bed.
So let me tell you what I found about this movie.
Listen up, people.
Listen up. I got some facts. So it's 1986.
Okay.
It was directed by Jim Wynorski, and he has a very interesting filmography.
Okay.
He did...
Tell me about this filmography.
He did Cheerleader Massacre.
Okay.
The Thing Below. There are a couple of horror movies. He did a whole bunch of creature features, like camel spiders and dino croc versus whatever.
Those are always the good ones.
Yeah.
They're so cheesy.
The first section was erotic thrillers. I didn't write any of those names down. But he did a lot of sex parody movies.
Okay.
Such as...
Sex parody? Okay.
Bear Wench Project. Para Knocker's Activity.
Yes!
The Hills Have Thighs. The Breastford Wives. The Witches of Breastwick.
I love it.
And I was like,
those are the most amazing titles so ever. The Witches of Breastwick.
It was produced by Julie Corman. She did Saturday the 14th, which is a comedy horror play off of Friday the 13th.
Okay.
And the sequel to that. And then she also did Sorority House Massacre 2. Although when I was writing my notes, I was also talking to my husband, and somehow I wrote Sorority Housewives Massacre 2. And then I got really confused.
You were watching Housewives.
I was thinking of the Breastwives. You know, I was like, how are they housewives and in a sorority? This doesn't even make sense. Oh, I'm so dumb. Stop talking to me. I'm doing my notes. Anyway, it was produced by... Oh, nope. Her. It was written by Jim Wynorski and Steve Mitchell. Mm-hmm. So it's starring Kelly Maroney as Allison Parks, which apparently is a play off of a Playboy bunny, and her name is Allison Parks, but her name is A-L-L-I-S-O-N, and this character's name is A-L-I-S-O-N. I'm like, you can totally tell by the listening, difference. But they're going to have like Allison
and Allison.
She was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High and Night of the Comet. Tony O'Dell plays Ferdy Meisel. He was in Karate Kid 1 and 2. Russell Todd plays Rick Stanton, and he was in Friday the 13th, Part 2. Barbara Crampton was Susie Lynn, and she was in Reanimator, Your Next, Puppet Master.
Reanimator's a good one.
And this chick, She was in Days of Our Lives, The Bold and the Beautiful,
Whoa.
Young and the Restless. She was in like
boppers.
All of them. There would be like 145 episodes of this, and then some random shows and movies, and then 150 episodes of this soap opera, and then some other
Jeez.
Things. And I was like, she just made the rounds to all of them. She was like, I'm going to be in everything.
I'm in all of the soap operas.
Okay, John Terleski.
Watch my shows.
Right? These are my stories, guys.
My stories, yes.
John Terleski plays Mike Brennan. He was in Death Stalker 2. Mm-hmm. Susie Slater plays Leslie Todd. Nick Segal plays Greg Williams. And he was in a movie called School Spirit, which looks like it's also a horror movie. Okay. It had like a person in front
these
of lockers.
Sounds very 80s, all of these movies.
A ghost person behind him. Yes, that was, I was like,
interesting.
That looks, it's a very 80s cover.
Okay.
So the budget was $800,000. And I could not find the box office
really
anywhere. I looked on so many sites.
$800,000. I'm surprised. That sounds kind of like a big chunk of change.
It does, but it's not, because the producer Julie Corman had a contract.
Took all the money. $750,000 for me and $50,000 for the crew.
And you guys get $100,000
share.
She had a contract with the production company about this movie, and then Jim Minorski said he could make it extra cheap if he could direct it. So this was apparently supposed to be cheap.
Okay.
But I don't know how much it made at the box office, but Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 56%.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So Dana Kimmel was supposed to play Allison Parks, but she didn't want to do anything sexual. And Minorski goes, well, she's out.
Aww.
And he said that he cast Kelly Maroney because he had seen her in other movies, and he wanted to date her. And I quote, so I figured the one way to make that happen was to put her in a movie. And I could not find anything saying if he actually dated her after that.
Oh.
I looked to see, because my husband asked me, and I was like, oh, I should probably check that out. I couldn't find anything. This movie was filmed at the Sherman Oaks Galleria, which is where Fast Times at Ridgemont High was filmed.
Yes.
Filming took 20 days at the Galleria and 2 days at the studio. They had to do it after hours.
22 days.
Yeah. It's very, very short. They had to film after hours at the mall, and then they also had to make sure that everything was put back and everything was perfect before the mall opened the next day.
Dang.
So they did it basically 20 nights, I guess.
That's crazy.
So this was originally released under the title Killbots. That's how it was released at theaters, and it did really, really badly at the box office. A janitor suggested the name Chopping Mall. It was then re-released with that title, and it did better. And I couldn't find this janitor's name, and I was like, clearly he made them money by changing the title, but everything I could find just said the janitor.
That's funny.
Like, he should get at least some money or, like, his name somewhere, but no. I'm sorry, Mr. Janitor. So it didn't do really well at the box office. I mean, under Killbots, it did badly.
Can't find.
But it did better when it was re-released as Chopping Mall. But, so it did okay.
Yeah.
But then it got a cult following later after it was released on VHS and on TV. People would see it on there or, like, rent it from, you know, whatever. And then it started getting a following that way. So that's where it really gained its popularity. So this was released in 1986.
Mm-hmm.
In May of 1985, there was a press release that said that Linda Blair was going to be in it.
Oh.
She was not ever tied to this.
That would have been good, though. Yeah. It's just a rumor.
Everyone's like, oh, yeah, she's really big. She's going to be in it. Don't you want to watch
it? Yeah. Wouldn't you watch? I would watch it. You know, Exorcist. Yeah. No.
The director did the voice of the robots.
Okay. They spoke.
They said, have a nice day.
Oh, okay.
The inciting moment of the movie is apparently identical to that of Short Circuit, where, but it's the opposite.
Okay.
In Short Circuit, it's a military robot that's designed to kill, gets struck by lightning, and then it turns nice.
Yes.
In this, they're nice robots that are just supposed to be like security, checking on things.
Uh-huh.
They get struck by lightning. Now they're evil killer robots.
Got it. I see what they did there.
They're like, no one's going to notice.
We're going to be like that, but different.
So Winorski volunteered to try a stunt, and he ended up breaking a rib. But nobody found out about it throughout production. He was just like, oh, fuck. That's great.
I hurt myself. Keep going.
Do it. It's good. It's fine.
Dang. That hurts. That's a very sensitive area to break.
And in November of 2011, there was talk of a remake with a supernatural twist, but nothing has come of it. Like, another production studio bought the rights to the movie, and then they said they're going to do this, and they had hired on, like, writers and stuff, but nothing ever came of it. I have a couple other things, but they'll be better to... I lost my alcohol.
What is she looking for? I put your pop in
here. I was like, I found that, I found that. I found all the bottles with the one I'm looking for. But yeah, I have some more facts to say, but they'll make more sense if I point it out during the movie. Otherwise, it's just going to be doing, and then this person does this thing in this one scene. You know, you're going to be mad at me. So we're going to watch this on Amazon.
Okay.
It's on Prime. Mm-hmm. Now, when I looked it up, it's listed 3 times. One of them is like a special VHS edition, and it has like a little gold star on it, but that one's unavailable. The other two have the 2 different covers of the movie, but I looked and they're both the same exact length, 1 hour 16 minutes. So I just picked the first one in the list.
All right, sorry, man.
I think that was my husband.
That was your husband.
Whatever, guys. This is ladies' time.
It's Friday night.
All right. And I'm fairly certain, I'm like 99.99% sure they're never going to say chopping mall in this.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about that.
I forgot when I watched, they're going to say it like 500 times.
They're going to be like, you know what we like to call this place? yeah, let's call it this. And then drunk.
Oh.
Okay.
Ooh, microwave more masker. We're sorry, guys. We're looking at the other horror movies. Look, that's the one I want you to see.
Nukem High?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I remember you having me. I can't believe I haven't even watched that.
That is a great movie.
I'm looking at this Microwave Massacre.
That's my chopping mall. Sorry, guys. There's so many good trailers. God. We'll watch them afterwards, Terry.
Sorry.
We're
I'm
getting
sorry,
distracted.
Guys. Cut this out. All right. Ready? Okay. Pressing play now.
Shut. All right, guy. Here's the chopping mall.
Chopping mall.
Ooh.
So apparently the guy that did the music.
Yeah.
Also did the music for, I think, Death Stalker 2. And he uses this same music in both movies where they're stealing jewels.
Really?
Yeah.
He's like, I got this song. It's the perfect jewel stealing song.
I'm sorry, they're stealing jewels? So
that's his voice. Can't kill a robot. You know how you kill a robot, Terry?
Lightning?
You pour liquid on him.
Oh.
Water.
I saw that they did the little grabber thing.
Yeah.
With those little kid.
Yes, my
grabbers.
Daughter has 2 of them.
And they just like glued some wires and shit on
that's
it to make it look like a robot.
That's awesome. Yeah, my daughter has those. And one time I could outrun that goddamn bot. She was infatuated with wearing boxes at the time. So she's walking around with this big box with 2 of those claw things on each hand going, I'm a robot, I'm a robot. The end.
What?
Oh, man. What a ripoff. What you think, guys? Talk about saving the budget.
That's why I didn't do so well at the box office. They're like, oh, what is this? Like 2 minutes, maybe?
This is the film portion of our presentation. Now, I'm sure you all have questions, so let me introduce you to the head of
the... Oh, is that like their video? Their
commercial,
kind of? Just their selling point?
Yeah.
He does their marketing.
It was him.
That guy.
So that couple?
Yeah. She looks familiar.
Apparently they ad-libbed the majority of their lines here.
Oh, nice.
Probably be programmed.
That's how we'd be sitting at the mall, Terry, talking shit.
That would be us.
You gotta do the head turn, though. I'll wear the bow tie. Okay. As long as I get to make her frowny face. Everywhere except for those areas? Oh, look at those doors. What the hell? He answered me? I can't believe him.
Maybe we could use one at the restaurant. Get rid of people we don't like. For instance, lasers position.
So then there's a deleted scene that shows that couple trying to sneak a horse into the mall after it's closed to use in their restaurant.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, I was like, huh. I didn't even realize.
That's why they're asking all the questions. Does it detect horses? What other mammals does it detect? Cats?
I'm like, what are it's these are strange questions
that
you're
just
asking.
Wandered in. Can it go up and down stairs?
You remind me of your mother. It's the laser eyes.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Same to you. There, you see? The system is absolutely foolproof. Now everyone connected with the mall has been issued an ID alert, so that when the secure laser goes online, the protectors will make Park Plaza the safest mall in the state. Trust me. Absolutely nothing can go wrong.
You're like... Do the
what
do
they sell
most
at this mall?
Dramatic eye roll you can possibly do. Like, move your whole head with your eye roll. Got it. Oh, they wanted it to do, like, they wanted to do with some other mall, but they couldn't get in there. The outside is in Beverly Hills.
Okay.
That's what the outside shots are. And I think that was the mall that they wanted to use, but they couldn't, so they ended up at Sherman Oaks.
I'm excited because it's at the 80s, and it's at a mall. It's going to bring back so many memories.
And
to
Tiffany's
see, like,
in this?
No. Debbie Gibson, New Kids. Oh, no, New Kids were 90s.
I think they're like late 80s. Jeez.
Oh, okay. Where's his parents? He's just riding up and down
He's
the elevator.
He's one of those kids that, like, the parents will drop him off.
Yeah.
And just leave him all day. So this guy here.
Uh-huh.
This is his film debut. That was it.
That kid sounds familiar.
He
or
was
looks
in.
Familiar. Sounds familiar.
The sound of him stealing reminds me.
He reminds me of someone.
Aww.
Oh.
Anyway, that was it. But he later goes on to be in Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors, and 4, Dream Master.
That's where I know him from, 3. I don't think I've ever seen 4, maybe.
I think he's the mute kid in Dream Warriors. But this is his film debut, and it's like, which kid? And it finally said who it was. I was like,
what did they have
is this them? Considered a film debut? Because he's on there for like 2 seconds.
They're having a pageant at the mall.
Have a ball. Features.
Look at those hairstyles. Dang.
He's still looking.
Aww.
Aw, she almost made it.
Dang, the whole table fell off. Gotta show the baby boomers. Had hair like that. I should show you those pictures of the big perms. I don't want to eat any of his food.
Look at
Wasn't she on Terror Train? Was she the chick that had the pants up to her tits? Remember?
Oh my god, she looks like her.
Probably not.
She's Allison, so that means she's Kelly.
Yeah.
Gah! What? Your shirt's breaking my heart.
Jesus, dude, really. Any smoking? Yes.
You and
it's
good
times to the max. You've just got to show. Susie, you've got a one-track mind. I already told you. I don't know anybody. Yeah, but you will after tonight. That's what I'm afraid of. Ew.
and he's wiping the spatula on his shirt. Look. Oh. Why is he Italian all of a sudden? Oh my God, dude. No. We're cutting you off, buddy. It's for your own good.
Come on, guys.
Everybody's smoking everywhere. 80s was a different time. Man, I never stumbled into that office at the mall.
Well, you were missing out.
Excuse me. Uh-oh. Got a problem. All your lights are blinking or flashing. What do we do?
Oh, no.
Push them all.
What do we do?
Push them all.
What does this one mean?
No, no.
Oh. It's my first day.
You got it. You got it.
Does he though?
He's like, ooh, that was a close one. Look at his keypad. That's funny.
No one's ever going to know.
That's a keypad, all right.
I recognize this anywhere.
Yeah.
Nope. Not her.
Uh-oh.
Dun-dun.
So they've already been struck by lightning.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What? That little kid thing choked him to death. Oh, it punctured like, a hole in his...
I guess they, like, shot him really hard.
Oh, I love this kid. He's... I forgot what movies he's been. You've told me. You said him, but I love him. My dad would go and sit on the couches and fall asleep.
So that guy?
Uh-huh.
It was his idea to be chewing gum this whole movie.
Okay.
He chews it so hard in, like, every scene. He's constantly, like he's trying to quit smoking or something. He's just, like, chewing it so much.
I can't stand that when people chew. I just stare, like, please stop.
So Wynorski wanted him to be
that guy.
Yeah, him with the gun.
Yeah, be that.
To be
guy.
This guy.
Oh, I see.
But the writer
met that guy.
Wanted to be. Yeah, he wanted it the other way.
I've seen like videos where they try where they shoot movie scenes with one actor and then they'll shoot them with another actor, and how totally different they'll portray their characters, and then you can totally see how they decide who they want, the deciding factors of like, oh, but the way he did it, you know, or expressed himself when he said it, like the way he expressed himself when he thrusted his pelvis towards like, his face.
The other guy that did this, he didn't do any thrusting.
That was just, yeah.
Yeah,
that's right, it's Friday.
That's our motto. Fuck the fuchsia, it's Friday.
That's another shirt. Okay, give it a try. We've got I love you more than soy sauce.
Yes.
And fuck fuchsia, it's Friday. Uh-oh. Really, guys? I'm not wanting to make out. Get in, let me fix it.
Well, we're waiting. Just a sec, huh? I have to fix the things that you didn't fix.
All right. Crank it.
Always the first time. Then why didn't he let her do it to begin with?
Because he's a man, he's like,
I know how to do this.
She's like, I got it.
My dad's a mechanic, I'm a mechanic.
Yeah.
Just let me.
Me? No way. I covered this whole deal when I said for better or worse.
Are they supposed to be high school kids? Or like,
I don't know. They seem like they're supposed to be married. 20? He said for better or worse. Oh, I guess they're married.
Right? Yes.
And they own this business. I think the truck said it was a mechanic. So that furniture store that they were in earlier.
Look at the outfit.
It's just an empty store, and they ordered all this furniture stuff to be put in there to make it into a furniture store. So that's not an existing furniture store in the mall. And then they also used that same room to store their like recording equipment and stuff.
Oh.
No, I feel like he might be attracted if he would stop chewing so much, you know.
And kissing like that.
Uh-oh.
Daddy. Oh, her dad's there? Does she work for him, too? The family-owned businesses in the mall.
Oh, no.
To put his penis in my mouth.
Daddy.
Ugh.
I can't deal with it.
Stop. What are you?
Yes,
fucking
I'm not
too
stupid.
Yeah. That's why he doesn't like him. Cause
I guess
if he stopped chewing gum, his dad would probably like him. Her dad.
I feel like he was like, I bet my character could be a complete douchebag.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do? Chew all the gum constantly. Running from robots, chewing gum.
Yep.
Making out with girls, chewing gum.
Look at those pants.
Woo! It went all the way up.
All the way up. It's one of them. She is ensuring she doesn't get laid tonight.
But they're going to a party for the sole purpose of getting laid.
All of them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's trying to convince her she's the good girl.
Oh. We're going to all have sex and die. Sex and die, guys. That's my motto.
Yes, fluff those bangs.
Look at her vest, Terry. Is that hot? Oh, the Aquanet. Damn.
Dude, let me tell you something. I was at work the other day. I came back from lunch, and as I was about to go up the stairs, this guy was coming down the stairs, and I didn't see his face, but he was wearing, like, nice pants and a fucking vest. And I was like, whoa, someone's so dressed up. It looks so nice. And then as my eyes went up, he was wearing sunglasses on the back of his head. And I was immediately angry. Like,
yeah,
you're ruining this for me on purpose. I don't even know who you are. Why would you do this?
I'm done.
You just negated all the hotness of this section.
As soon as I turned back.
I'm like, God, I don't even know what your face looks like, but I am so pissed.
What did the robots do with him? They ate him.
Yes.
They have a little jail compartment in their belly.
It's inside them. They're just like scooping
just
it
shove
in.
Them in there. You're in fucking robot jail till the morning.
Ew, he ate it.
Gross.
You don't know how long that's been there.
Disgusting.
Yes. They know stuff.
Uh-oh. Why did they wait for them to turn their back?
I wouldn't be able to have my back to them.
No.
Even knowing that they're supposed to be, like, good.
Yeah.
They're still...
Uh-oh.
No, I have to have my eye on things like that. Like, it's not humanoid, but it's like, that's a face. And it has arm-like things. Like, I can't... Nope.
Hey, why are they being extra sneaky? They're murderous robots now.
La la la.
I could have sworn he was about a foot back.
I don't know.
Maybe it was a donut. There's something in the donut.
Click, 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 click.
Would he shoot him at something? Uh-oh. Tasered. fucking... Uh-oh. The phone in... Was that the phone ringing? What do you mean he's not here right now? I like that he just answered, hello, instead of, like, saying a company name or something.
Right, or security room.
Yeah.
It's not your personal phone, man. Like, you're so suspicious of them, but you're still going to be back on them.
I would have already walked out.
Just roll your, just turn your chair around. It's a swivel.
What book is he reading? Something from
outer
space?
It came from outer space.
Oh, nice.
They came from outer space?
Oh, no. He was still chewing on that donut. Holy shit. Look at that radio. Oh, my God. Look at those jeans.
Like, there you go. How do I be cool?
Loosen up, buddy.
No, that's too loose. Tighten it back up a little. Oh, that's how I dance.
Taught that chick how to dance. That's how my 9-year-old dances. No, my daughter dances better than that. What the fuck is she doing?
Yeah, she's
the other two
feeling
guys are
this.
Just making out.
This is her jam. He's not much better. He's like an old white guy.
Just swaying in the wind.
He's about to start doing the mashed potato or something.
With the head bob.
Would you be able to dance with someone with your foreheads touching like that, but it's like you're still trying to like...
Yeah.
That's so awkward. I can't see shit without my glasses.
All right, untuck your shirt. Chill out.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, she's suddenly very confident.
I know.
She was not confident earlier.
Who does your hair?
She's like, this is my type of guy. Hey, you want to nerd out?
Yeah.
I would love that.
Oh, God, just stop.
Well, you don't think that's cute?
No, it's so fucking annoying.
I think it's adorable. They love each other so much.
I don't need a box. I can make my own sound effect. What did he say? I'm gonna kill those fuckers. Johnny,
is someone
five,
having sex around here?
Fuck you up alive. No having sex around here, is that what he said? I smell sex. My fucking robot senses. At the Furniture King. Let the massacres begin. Do they have guns? Torpedoes. The guy said I should have been paying attention at the seminar.
Going online. They're telling... They're reporting, like, what level they're on.
Oh. Protected. Protected. So I guess they didn't see them in the furniture store.
They looked at them.
Thought they were live.
But,
live
mannequins.
Mannequins.
Well, I know, like, whenever it comes across anyone suspicious, it'll ask for their ID. Mm. Every mall person has an ID.
Yeah.
And it'll scan it to know that you're not... doing the bad. But I'm like, mall employees probably steal shit too.
Yeah.
Just because I have an ID doesn't mean I don't also have jewelry in my pocket or something.
Right.
Here I am.
You got a license for that outfit?
Why? You ready to lose our virginity in the mall? They're at the mall too, right?
Yep. On a bed. In the furniture store that other people probably laid in when they were testing out mattresses and shit or whatever.
Yeah, but still, like...
They're, like, all so close together.
Is that somebody looking at them? You see them back there?
Oh, my God. Is that somebody in the sheets?
Somebody's looking at them. Pepperoni?
She smells like pizza. She just got out of work.
It's like, she's going to have to, like, pull it all down from the top. That's a full bodysuit. Oh, my God.
She's like, I'm going to seduce him.
She's like, I have 12 layers of lace here.
With my beautiful singing
voice.
It's
so hot. Teddies! It's the humming that really gets you.
Yeah. You see him?
Yeah, back there. Yeah, it does look like a person. Oh, no, that's creepy.
So they're doing
almost as creepy as they're all like in the same room. It's so weird. Would you spit your gum out?
Right, he's like, I stuck it to your butt cheek. I'll chew. They're all like right there with each other. No, these guys. There's me watching TV. Yes, what are they watching? Oh no.
Oh, I didn't make a note of it. It's something about crabs.
They got crabs.
I don't know why I watch these things. I'm scared so easily.
They're fun, that's
sorry,
why.
I told you about that. I've seen this one a few times. Could I get you some more wine?
Ernie. Are you trying to get me drunk?
No, no.
No. Unless you wanted to get drunk. I don't know.
Part of the reason why Greg fixed me up here tonight was so I wouldn't squeal to my uncle. I never thought that,
What?
They're in love.
Attack of the Crab Monsters, 1957. Let's watch it.
Nice.
Let me write it down.
Oh, no, we're writing it down.
Ew. No, thank you.
Yeah. Well, look, it's getting kind of late. I was going to seal up in about
what's
an hour.
Today?
28th.
Leap year. Happy leap year, y'all.
Is it?
Yeah, tomorrow. 29th, yeah.
I didn't know that. Ooh, she's getting risque.
Listen to her.
Nice shot.
Whore, you harlot.
Please don't lose my glasses. I can't see.
What was it? Attack of the what?
Crab monsters?
I can't believe I forgot that.
I forgot too, apparently.
The crab.
Hang on.
1952.
Yeah, Attack of the Crab Monsters.
Oh, Crab Monsters.
57. Ew, what was he mopping up?
There
why does
go,
he look
guys.
Like that?
I mop like that when I'm mad.
No, I mean the water. It was like it looked like chocolate milk.
Ew. Freshen up the water. Put some clean water in that. They're just standing around drinking beers. I want to work at this mall. You know who it was.
Again?
Oh, I guess it's not closing time yet. There's just...
Well, the mall's closed, but apparently it seals shut at a certain time.
Oh, I see. And oh, because they're yet. Still, like, the employees cleaning up and shit.
Yeah,
like this guy.
I guess it is, like, milkshake or something nasty.
Yeah. Puke. You would think he would sweep the floor first. Oh, no. And then mop it. It looks like there's popcorn or something all over it. Gross.
Hey. Don't knock that over. Oh,
you
dick.
Dick. Ew.
You clumsy son of a bitch. Look what you did. I ordered you to eat the scrap metal for this. Hey, I see your identification badge, please. Identification badge? Do not make any sudden moves. Sudden move? I'll give you something that looks like your head.
The hell?
Junk, huh?
Oh no. I know what he's gonna do. I knew it.
Oh, he forgot about all the metal he had all through his body.
Oh.
Thank you. Have a nice day. Welcome to Choppy Mall, Terry. where we slash all day.
What
Wouldn't you like a piece of gum?
Out your gum, maybe?
Did he go down on her with gum in his
mouth?
Yeah. That's so...
He stuck it to her butt cheek.
That's dangerous, y'all.
Virgin light.
Oh, that's so sexy.
Spit out that gum. Got pubic hair all in it. Rose. Bitch, give me that shit
now.
Hand me my badge, please.
Like she asked please when she tried to get him to go get her some cigarettes.
Thank you.
Oh, Mike.
What?
Hurry back.
Count on it.
Hurry up, Mike. Close the door behind you.
He didn't even zip up his pants.
He didn't zip it up.
He doesn't know how to close the door. This music. I'm so tense.
I know, right?
Like, I'm so tense right now.
They're going to kill him, Terry.
Something's going to happen.
Oh, remember those machines? I worked at an Applebee's, and high school kids would come in and out of there, buy cigarettes all the time. It was pretty funny.
there's nobody to do anything.
Yeah. He didn't have any change. We'll go buy some cigarettes, but I don't have any fucking money. They can hear it's your gum. It's echoing.
You're chewing so much, it sounds like footsteps.
Right.
Leslie.
Like Leslie would get off her ass just to come fuck with
you. I know.
You. 7 days.
No, Jamal, there haven't been any messages for you.
Where are my Virginia lights?
He zipped up his pants, didn't he?
I thought he did, but I guess he unzipped them once he got to the machine. He's like, actually.
Maybe.
Uh-oh.
May I see your identification badge, please? Jeez, you little bastards are quiet.
So what he just said?
Yeah.
Was from the movie The Day the Earth Stood Still?
Yeah.
That was the phrase that they would use to disable the giant robot.
What did he say?
It's like Clartu. It's like random something. I don't know what it means. But it's the phrase that they use in that other movie.
Did he just pass out?
We shot something at him.
Uh-oh.
Where are my cigarettes?
I'll go get them. Just tie this shirt real cute.
Even if I knew that the mall was closed, I still think I'd be putting on all my clothes.
Me too. I wouldn't walk around like that. Or barefoot.
You know the maintenance people are out there mopping.
Yeah.
What is it with those two anyway?
Personally, I can't figure it out. All they do is have sex and fight.
Like most couples.
Yeah. Look, we got about 15.
What are they wrestling in the back?
One's trying to kill the other one.
Ooh, she was going in. No, were they?
Well, they kissed earlier.
You have your underwear on backwards. The label's supposed to be in the front. There's Mike. Oh, I saw his toes move.
I was going to say, were they
moving?
See
him move again? Do you not see feet? That's why you put clothes on. Are you cold? Oh, there he is.
Wake up! Wake up!
He's dead. And so are you.
And I don't need this crap!
Ah! Ah! Did you see how the blood... Run, bitch, run! Oh, no! It's
gonna trip over his feet. Bleep.
Should have stored that body somewhere else.
Beep, boop, beep. And oh, it's got laser beams. It got her in the butt cheek. Oh, no, again in the back.
Right. This is going to be having too much of an effect on her. What are these lasers made out of?
Beams. it's going to run her over. Nice.
Not a single one of them vomited.
Oh.
This is not realistic. Girl, don't draw attention to yourself.
They didn't even know. Thank you. Have a nice day. Detained intruders.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
lock the door. You're in the wrong.
Yup, get out. Get out.
Oh, there's nothing but glass. They didn't have the gates before. Fuck. Run. Run. That is a
bad spot. Stop screaming.
Really? You just tell them where the fuck you are.
Jesus.
Oh, no.
She's still screaming. She's like that chick on Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I would have ran the other way.
Oh my god, I'm going over here.
She's
going
to get me caught. I'm going this way. Stop screaming, all of you.
Shove her down. Shut the fuck up.
Here.
We're trying to hide.
Put boxes. Oh, good thing she still had her clothes with her.
You waited too long. Mall's sealed shut.
Unless they did it. The robots did it.
Well, he had said...
Uh-oh. It's 6:30 right now. It's a Sunday. They closed early. Oh, no. It was Friday. Oh, look at her. Wait, we take it down to the parking levels, we're out of here. Let's go for it.
Yeah. That was kind of refreshing. There wasn't any arguing whatsoever. They're like, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's go. Bye.
Let's do it.
We need to get out of here now.
Oh, no, they're putting toothpaste on it.
They're going to clean it.
They're going to clean the door. Hurry
Why
up.
Why is he going first?
That's them trying to get in. Go. Go, bitch. Uh-oh. Let's do it. Let's do it.
They're all such gentlemen.
What is that guy?
Keep going.
Should I go? Yes. Go. See? She's smart.
He's like, yes.
Go.
Please go. We made a plan. I've known you for 2 hours.
No shit.
Oh, no. The boys.
The boys. And he got shot in the shoulder. Fuck. They just gotta throw something down in front of it. Pour some water on it and run.
Ooh, put some oil on the ground or something. Those little wheels are just slipping by.
That's how robots trip.
Some oil, some rocks. You're in a furniture store. There's so many things.
Shh. Shh. Shh.
You don't need to ditch your friend.
I broke my nail. Period.
Oh, we went different.
Yeah.
I can't stand this anymore.
Anymore?
I gotta get
out of here. Okay, go the other way.
Get out of here.
Who brought that bitch?
Hey.
Look how much room they have. I would have been hauling ass through that thing.
Right? There's so much spare room. Like, just go, guys.
Look like a baby trying to run away.
This dude had time to put his belt on. They all had time to tuck in their shirts. All nice.
Fix their wings and their hair.
He had the keys.
What?
Right?
He's like, God damn it.
He's kind of attractive when he's taking charge. Right? Grab the biggest. He picks up a little handgun.
Yeah, revolvers.
Is this big? Is this what you meant?
It's a lot of reload, man.
As they're picking up
automatic
rifles. What the shit kind of store is this?
The sporting goods stores in the 80s.
Seriously?
Yes. This was for big game hunting, Terry.
Look at them being all badass.
Propane
tank. With their loafers.
What's his name? King of the Hill would be proud. God damn it, Bobby.
Yeah, sure. They're all ridiculously sweaty and
I know,
like,
all
wet.
They
it's
turn
weird.
Off the air conditioner at the mall after the doors are locked. ACs are down.
Why did he shoot upwards?
They're trying to lure them.
I know, but what if he shot one of the air ducts where the girls were? Oops.
Hopefully it would be the one that was just screaming the entire time. It's going to freak out.
You guys hear that? Hear how quiet it is? Got her.
Got her. Right. We're going to live. Damn, this robot's a bad aim. And all of these guys.
All three of them are bad aims, too. Like, they weren't there to see the video. They didn't know that bullets don't work.
Yeah. I hope.
Oh, he's going to do the thing.
They had to fix all the holes in the walls from the gun. For the next day. Oh!
He got it!
That would have been a bigger explosion, but okay, that'll do.
He needs me. Oh my God, go the other way.
God, what's wrong with your friend? I thought she was your friend.
We just worked together. I didn't even want to be here.
I know, right? It's my day off.
It's like Clerks. I wasn't even supposed to be here today.
Look how tight his pants are on his crotch. Like,
dude on the right?
Yeah, you can see his bulge and stuff. I can see his bulge, Terry.
Oh, no.
He's got camel manto.
Oh my God, punch her.
Seriously.
Please go. Please go back. Go back and help them right now. He does. He so needs you more than we do. Go help him, sweetheart. I'll make all the noise.
Right.
Oh my God.
I'm out of here. Got one. But they have how many more to go?
I think there were three.
Three?
Not
too shabby, huh? Yeah, well, we're not finished yet. We still got two more of these suckers.
Yeah. So let's go get two more propane tanks.
Right?
Because the bullets alone aren't doing it.
And more ammo.
Oh, they followed
her? God damn them.
Girls, come on. I know you got to stick together, but sometimes...
Boom, dead.
You got to let somebody make their own bad decisions. I think I don't know her.
If she loves him that much, let her go ahead, because I'm good. I'm still young. I can still remarry.
Mm. Yeah, listen to the brunette. She's like a mechanic, and she's married. So she's got to be older than them, so she's got to be, like, she has more knowledge.
A little more wiser.
Yeah, like, she's like, let's get some gasoline, let's get some weapons.
In the game of life.
Bodysuit chicks just like, I'm gonna go help him. Just moral support, really.
Fine, just load up.
She's gonna stand behind him. You can do it! You can do it, Greg!
Ooh, they're gonna hide.
Shoot some more.
Like a cheerleader.
Oh, no.
Sneaky, sneaky. They did go get two more appropriate.
Are there
tanks.
No stairs in this mall?
Really?
I don't know a lot about 80s malls, but our mall has elevators, escalators, and stairs.
There's stairs everywhere. There's even like a
really, if you can't even get the doors open, what makes you think the elevator's going to work to go up and down?
They've worked there for so long, they're like, it just gets stuck. You just got to open the door.
You just got to punch it a couple of times. Employee elevator. I blow shit up all the time. Ooh, road flares. Hey, guys. I wish I had boy pants so I had pockets.
I know, right? I'm going to take this just in case, and I'm not telling any just of the one. Girls. Just
one. One flare.
Just one.
Wait, is it putting itself back together?
I think so. What the fuck?
It's so well made.
Johnny Five Assemble. Back online.
Wait, are they on top of the elevator?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
They're fixing it.
I'm like, hey guys, I fixed it. I'm gonna squish you guys. My girl's a total moron. She's probably dragging those other two girls down. Sorry.
She's a screamer.
Are you sure this is gonna work?
Nope.
He's the older guy. He says go.
I'm like, Dad, will you tell me what to do?
Right.
Oh. I think I'm
it beats
me.
For her.
Allison?
Uh-oh. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my fucking God. They're like, God damn it, girl.
Shut up.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
This. Screamer.
I'm sorry, Pam, but if we were ever in this situation and you were screaming, I would push you away from me and leave you.
I am not that one. I am the run in.
Like, I know we're best friends and all, but fuck you. We gotta live.
Throw another can at it. Water, I'm telling you. Water!
If this were a 90s movie, they'd be trying to install a virus into it.
Yeah.
Every decade
has
its own.
I got into the system. Oh, yes.
Leave her there.
Screamer. Bait.
Save me. Oh, no. We can't make it.
We love you.
Bye. I'm sorry. Bye. I wish I could help you. She could still be like crawling with her other leg. She's the most useless.
Oh my God. Oh, she lit her ass on fire as a robot.
So this scene where she's burning like this, they ended up having to cut it down because if they would have left it at the length that they had it, it would have been an X rating.
Oh, really?
Like, I don't know how long they let this go, but
she's still screaming, but perfectly still.
Oh, he's losing it. He loves her.
I put my penis in her.
She was a sure thing.
She sang to me.
Man, there are so many places in a mall to hide.
No shit.
They're the worst at it.
The fucking cookie place.
Oh, man. Bath and Body Works, they have so many counters.
Eating.
Victoria's Secret. Any department store. The changing rooms.
That place.
Bathroom.
Oh, there's the escalator.
Oh, hey, look.
Run.
It was like that Mitch Hedberg joke where he's like, escalators, like, even when they're broken, they're still okay. Yeah. Like, escalators, temporarily stairs. Sorry for the convenience. Yes.
Run.
He has so many guns.
Wait, they handed him. They grabbed the other guys. Two guys.
Whoa, look how fast he is.
Oh. He's like, I'm going in that fucking elevator. I saw him going.
Hey, guys, can you see us now? They're terrible at this.
Where'd he go?
He's a key bag.
Oh, damn. He gave his girl that girl. He's like,
I bet that girl can shoot anything.
Give my girl that gun.
Oh, man. They're going to squish him. Is the robot in his elevator?
Yeah.
Yes! Yeah. That's the dude.
Oh, he even had time to do the little flip roll. God damn it, you guys suck.
Look at her. Give me that gun, like, you dumbass.
Look at that.
Look at her. Oh, got the pose down.
Yeah. Oh, even the head cock.
Like, I know that I'm, like, nice and stuff, but I also like to shoot things.
I go to the range every Friday. I would have been there tonight, but somebody told me you would have been shooting today, so. Yeah.
I pictured it as that other girl's face when she was screaming.
A marine she's, and a mechanic.
Look at her. She's like, I am so hot for you right now. Shit.
God damn.
Get up here.
Take it off.
She's going to jump off the balcony to him. I'm going to do one of those roll things.
Yeah.
Right into your arms. Yes, drinking. That's what we should be doing now.
That's what we are doing. Cheers to drinking.
Cheers to drinking.
Cheers to drinking, guys.
All I'm saying is, if a killer's coming after me, robots no less, I'm not going to be getting drunk. I'm going to need all of my faculties.
We're going to be at home to this place for the next 85 years.
You're going to be in there for 85 years? You know how much that poster is worth behind you? Can you grab that for me?
It looks like it's just taped to the wall. It'll be easy to get.
Mm-hmm. It's probably got that teacher putty stuff.
Ooh, just roll it up.
I still love those teacher putty things. It's already got a crease in it. It's worthless. You see it? They're selling that.
Hey, can we go back to the furniture store now?
I want to be just like you guys. Yeah, whatever. Unless my piece of ass. Why my girlfriend?
Why did you leave Ayrshire?
She kept screaming.
Are you safe there?
Your girl is the one that wanted to leave.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't want to talk badly of the dead, but look. Susie thinks you're a weak bitch and she needed to come help you.
She wouldn't stop screaming. No.
Hey, look at me with his gun.
It's not us against each other. It's us against them.
Listen to Uncle Badass.
Uncle Badass. Uncle Hot Badass.
Hot Badass.
Why? Because the fuckers out there waiting for us.
Shut up. Keep your fucking voice.
Did you just get an accent?
Sounds like it, right?
Oh, my God. It's like he has a blind spot. They're trying to tell him that was Susie's own fault.
Yeah.
Wait, I got an idea.
She's the one that didn't want to stay together.
Love is blind, Harry. Love is blind. Is
ooh, master computer.
We shut it down. It shuts the robot.
There it is, Harry.
Oh, virus. Let's hack the robots. That's such a 90s thing to do. What is this robot running? Windows?
We're going to print our own robot out.
Oh, that'd be the 2000s. We're going to 3D printer.
We're going to
stain
our own robot.
Let's go trash the fucker.
We're going to go weird science on this bitch. Oh, he's all tough shit now. I'm going to avenge my love. You guys follow me.
Like, this way. No, I think we should go back and get back into the ducks, the air ducks, and leave like we were doing before. Now they're all yelling.
Oh,
the coast is clear.
Fuck.
He's
oh, well.
So bad at looking at
things. Go! Oh, it threw him off the fucking balcony.
That was the stunt that the director was trying out.
Oh, and he broke
and he ended
his
up
back.
Breaking a rib.
Or a rib. Damn. Run. Oh, no. The third one. Oh, they can take an escalator.
I thought they would be too wide.
That's it, too. They're, dang, he's, like, holding on to the top, just covering.
He's hovering. God. What store is this? It actually has like full on metal thing. Everyone else is just glass doors. Let's follow the little blonde chick.
I know. She sounds like she knows what she's doing. She's not even helping. She's just leaning like, come on, guys.
Hey, guys. Can we just do something different?
Hurry.
Roll under Indiana Jones style.
There they go.
Ooh, now you can pretend to be mannequins.
Look at those boots. Oh, they got her by the shoulder. Hurry before they shoot her in the ass.
That was her shooting arm.
Oh, my Reebok.
My kids.
The new Hightower Reebok. It's ruined.
Nah, man. Dress up. Pose like a mannequin next to the rest of them. Put a big hat on. Ah, yes, because the robots can't get in there now. They have lasers.
They have freaking lasers. Laser beams. Look at those polka dot sweaters.
They could just, like, use their lasers and cut out their own silhouettes and just slide right through it.
Affirmative. They're like, we're fucked. They're going, there they go, Terry.
Yes! Ooh. Or they could just pretend like they're toddlers and hide in the middle of the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
They'll never find them.
That's why kids suck at hide and seek.
I would win so hard at this game of hiding from the robots. I wouldn't even try to... I can't kill a robot. I can hide like a motherfucker. Yeah.
And the how big? This is a three-story mall. I wonder how many stores are in this mall.
Look, that could be one.
Yeah,
that's somebody else.
Maybe it's got like heat detection. Did she have to tear that wedding dress? She could have tore that other fucking red thing.
Oh.
Let the women handle this.
Let this dude handle it.
Upset you. It's all right. It's not you, Ferdy.
I'm just really hysterical right now.
Oh, shit.
But we're going to chase by fucking robots. I came here to get laid.
On my wedding day.
Aw. Hey, babe.
How you doing?
Does
this holding up all
right? This gun made me look fat.
I got you some perfume. Hurry up, people. We did not have time. They are almost through.
This has got to take so much time. They have so much time to find a place to hide. Something. Or take a nap. I don't know. It's, you know, people are different.
Yeah. They're pretending they're mannequins.
Oh, is that what? She's not taking a nap. She's a mannequin.
Yeah.
That was my idea, too. I can't believe I didn't
recognize
it. I would
have walked around smelling all the perfumes until I passed out. And I made a little bundle of a bed somewhere behind one of the clothes things. Just passed out.
Go to the sporting goods section. Sleep in a tent. One of their ones that are set up already for display.
Yeah. Oh, they're connected in love. And they owe it all to the robots. That's what the robots are just trying to tell them.
They're like Cupid bots.
They're going to be in love. You guys are in love, and we're here to tell you.
It's it. Yeah, it won't be long before it comes our way.
We've got to get out of here. Not so fast.
But let's all speak at a regular volume.
Picked off out there.
Okay.
Well, look, those things want some target practice. Why don't we give them some targets?
Look at her. Give her. She's the sheriff of this town.
They look ridiculous when they put their arms away. Like crabs.
Yeah. Why did they have them shooting? They don't know how to shoot.
Right? I've been making that blonde chick do it. Why'd they take the...
The mirrors, so when they shoot, the laser beams bounce back.
Why would it bounce back? Why wouldn't it break the mirror?
And it would hit them.
What's happening?
It's a movie, Terry.
No!
That's what they do.
No, it's not. This is a documentary.
Run!
Oh, no. Oh, man, he's crazy. Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck. Right in the uterus.
Aww.
No babies.
She got a quick death, though. Good for her. He's like, shit, yeah, I got a vehicle.
No!
Kamikaze!
Aww.
Aw, man, Uncle Badass is dead.
Y'all are so dead.
These two.
I kind of knew they'd die, though.
Fuck. Oh.
It finally blew him up, blew it up.
It just took him being electrocuted by his own laser for like 5 minutes.
And hit by a golf cart.
Quick, go grab that thing.
And now they blew it up.
Get in that little car.
And lit it on fire. All it needed was to get hit by a golf cart.
Hmm.
No time for mourning, guys. Let's go.
Hey, I'm going to need you to suck it up.
I'm shot and I'm kind of bleeding.
Can we just find somewhere
to... Let's find my computer. Let's go, nerd. Let's
go find my computer. I think you said the main computer was on level 3. That's where he's going to go and disable everything.
There's a million doors.
He's a smarty pants.
Just assemble.
What can happen?
We could die.
All of her friends.
She doesn't have a gun.
Okay. You know what I like about this movie?
What?
Her hair's not, like, perfect anymore. It looks like she's been electrocuted as well.
Yeah. Yes. That coif, though. That was the look every girl was trying to get.
My best
that beautiful
in
flowery in thing in front.
Elementary school and middle school.
Oh, so fucking monkey.
What the fuck was that? Is that a spider? A snake?
I don't know.
A wire? My own wire. Childhood fears just rolled up into one. Anyway, she always had her bangs like that. And then I tried to do it for picture day once, and I was just like, what is she, magic? How does that happen? I can't make mine do that.
Like this perfect little hole in the middle and just...
But it looks like a flower.
A flower, yep.
I couldn't do it. But hers is always perfect. It's actually like a shoplifter coming in.
Right.
He doesn't know anything about the robots. It's that one dude from Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, right. Who is it? More robots.
Robot parts. Make your own.
Ah, there you go.
Keep that pipe.
Oh, I think she'll remember. I think she'll remember.
Oh, no, the robots can climb walls
I
now.
I know, right? Man, if it got in that hallway, you'd be fucked.
Where is she?
That isn't the third floor or whatever.
Yeah, but she's looking for. I don't think there's a computer in here. Could be wrong. It's probably underneath a bunch of stuff. I don't know. I don't work there.
My thighs are cold. And it's not even that cold out here. You want to take a shot, Terry?
Mm-hmm.
I used to hate those long hallways at the mall. Bathroom's down that really long hallway right there. Okay.
Oh. This is like a thing of nightmares. Like, it's just getting longer and longer. No thanks. I'll hold it. Really, there are obvious chains on that door.
I think they're about the same.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Here.
You know what? I think you're right. They're not going to say it.
Oh!
No!
It came out of nowhere.
Oh, she lost the pipe.
Run!
No, she can't die. Where's her pipe? Did she throw her pipe?
It's gone. It's not in her hand anymore. But that is a room full of weapons. Look at all that random stuff around. Just grab something.
She's like, if he saves me, I'll give it up. If he doesn't, I'll die.
Oh, right. Oh, really close.
Major malfunction. Are you kidding, intruder?
That's what I thought he said. Are you kidding me?
Cheers. Chopping mall. Looks like I have a bug in mine. Nope. I am just tripping balls.
Run, guys.
He throws it at her. Oh, shit. He threw it back at him. Like, get out of here. I never wanted you in the first place.
Oh.
Have a nice day.
Thank you. Nice day.
Have a nice day. Oh.
I liked him.
You're the last one. Now it's not the time to be dumb.
What do I do? Where do I go? Everybody's ideas. I don't have any.
Hide in the girls' bathroom. The robots are obviously boys.
Right.
Chase her all the way to the door.
I just run in circles on that pole.
Just constantly be on the other side of it.
I'll never find you.
Oh, so she's her. Like, I need a cigarette. I'm going to take this.
Yeah. Why did she break the top one if she just needed the bottom one?
She was just trying to get some anger out.
She's pissed. You're going to feed it to the snakes and the puppies.
Ah, puppies!
Sorry about that. Don't you hurt those puppies, robot. Oh, really? That is horrible.
You couldn't get a really? Big bag of Dr.
Her hair is like sticking out. There's no way he did not say, hey, you're letting out all the snakes and stuff, buddy. He doesn't have infrared. He can't see her. He can only see at eye level.
He can
level.
Only see, like, what is that, 4 feet
eye
high?
Level, yeah. He can't look down. Oh, no. Ew. Scream because of a snake or a tarantula or because of a killer robot.
Oh, no. So for this scene, Wynorski, the director, was trying to show solidarity with her.
Yeah.
And so he volunteered to have the things crawl on him as well.
Uh-huh.
They were originally supposed to have tarantula, snakes, and scorpions.
Oh, my God, no.
He let them put the tarantulas and the snakes on him, and when they went to put the scorpions on, he looked at the scorpions and was like, no, not at all. So that's why there are no scorpions on her.
Because
he was trying to be like, no, I'll do it too. He's like, fuck no, scorpions.
Yeah. Oh, man. I come out and fucking jump. Oh, those were obviously fake.
Cockstarter, yes!
What store is this?
I need that.
That's a little kid.
Get him out of that box.
No shit. God damn it. A cockstarter. She's getting a rash.
She was bitten by a tarantula.
Ah, fucking monkey. Fuck, it hurt her.
Jesus Christ.
Little Shop of Pets.
Supposed to be like a play on Little Shop of Horror.
Yeah.
But like in the most generic way possible.
It was going away. You should have gone in the smoke shop.
Dude, you see that suit's half off?
Yeah.
Should have gone in there.
Is she going to jump?
I'm not jump. Just dangle off the side.
Oh, no way.
Look, hide behind that counter.
Yeah, I bet she is in there. She's on one of the flags.
She's hiding on a flag.
Oh, look at her.
Oh, I was kidding, but that's brave. I don't have the upper body strength to pull myself back up.
Stop moving, girl. Stop moving.
Shit.
She could have knocked those lights off or something.
She could have her feet up on that thing right there.
No. Oh, don't.
No.
She's going to scream on the way down. Be quiet. Quietly fall.
There you go.
She's like, stand, oh yeah, I have feet.
Stand on the ledge. And she had to yell.
I wish I could look down.
my head only goes left to right. Just like she does for
really cushion. You can't get up now? Jesus, look. She fell off of that thing, and she still managed an army crawl. That one chick got shot in the back of the thigh, and she was just like, I'm stuck here forever. I can't move.
Oh yeah. Climb in the suitcase. The flare's going to kill it. All the stuff they did, the flare's going to kill it. I don't get it. Paint? Flare? Gonna throw a party, a paint party.
Ooh, a paint party! And the flares will let all her other friends know. And then there will be different victims for the robots to get, and then she can escape.
There you go. Come on, you're fine.
What part of her is?
Wow! Look at her.
That was like the thinnest glass door ever.
That was amazing. She's my hero. Look at her.
Is her shirt checked in again?
She's coming up with, I think it's just a short shirt. She's coming up with a plan. She's got a plan.
What's the paint going to do? Maybe paint thinner, I could see.
She's going with your whole slipping and sliding thing.
Ooh, I hope so. Oil-based paint. I think paint thinner is going to
paint them.
Oh, there. Paint that is that it?
Their face. She's going to paint their across their laser eyes.
You can't see me now. Oh, then all she needs is some spray paint. We'll get some epoxy and like
she's pissed.
Suck all like stick all their things together so they can't open their things up anymore.
She's pissed. Look at her.
Come on, you little
bastard. Come on. Oh, look at her. All right, perfect spot. He came in where I wanted him to. That's amazing. He went right to where.
Flippity slam! Woo!
Stuck.
Jesus.
You're stuck.
Watch her not know how to use a flare.
Eat flare. Right.
Oh, she does.
Have
a nice day. I don't think it's quite that terrible.
Dang. Terry, it happened in the movie. That means it is. Flammable.
In the 80s, paint was made out of gasoline.
So, you know.
And C4.
And everything at the Ellis Paint Company was explosive. That's why they're no longer
around.
That's
why they went out of business. Houses kept just catching on fire from, like, a cigarette.
And now we go to Sherwin-Williams.
Uh-oh. There's no time for rest. Keep going. What'd you find? Ooh, attach
his
that
hand.
To yourself. Keep it. Keep it. You never know. They always come back.
So there's still two more?
No, the other two got killed.
Oh, okay. So that's it. She beat that's it.
No.
Did she? I think they did. Her Reeboks. Have some of those Reeboks.
In white?
Yeah.
They're always in white.
White Reeboks, and I wore, like, the puffy Hooters girl socks, and I would do the little cuff thing at the bottom of my pants.
Well, weren't you stylish?
I was very stylish. I had a little bob.
I had Keds. And the
in that
socks.
Day, you would call it New Wave.
Oh, he's alive!
And today, it was emo. Look at him. He is alive.
He's like, I could have helped you, but I was
but
like...
But I knew you could do it.
You could do it.
Bam, you're dead. She's like, I'm gonna get laid. He's like, we're gonna have to do it doggy style because your leg... It's jacked up.
in my head. I don't want to get blood on the pillow. Choppy mom! They live till 6 a.m. She's the mall owner now.
She's like,
and he is.
And I sued the fuck out of everyone.
The mall manager now. And head of security. He's dead.
He is dead.
He's a good looking man. She's dead too.
That was her. I'm gonna fuck him in a second.
This bitch. It was good. It was quirky. I cannot stand the gum chewing.
No. But it helps the show that
he does. Like his character.
It fit his character. Yes. That was a great good shot. One.
The blow up. Oh, man. Oh, my.
Oh, my. So this show, so when I watched it on the midday matinee, obviously they didn't show any nudity, but it showed the rest of it, and it just, it's so different from the other horror movies that I had seen. It's like, oh, killer security robots, they're trapped in the mall, and even as a, you know, preteen, teenager, all I could think was like, well, if I was in the mall.
Yes.
I would be hiding out here.
But in the
I would be
80s
doing this.
Mall, you know?
But yeah, but I didn't know, because I grew like up in a tiny town, so I didn't go to a mall until I was like 14 or 15.
I did, and in the 80s, you know, that was the place to be. You'd have your parents drop you off at the mall Saturday, and you'd hang out. They'd give you cash, and you'd hang out there all day. Just you and your friends walking. We should just walk the mall all day. No. Yeah. It's different times.
But it just stuck with me.
Yeah.
And I would just, like, randomly think about it when I would talk about horror movies. Like, oh, did you ever watch that one with the teenagers who were stuck in the mall and there are robots trying to kill them? And people would just look at me like I'm just making things up. And
no.
I'm like, I swear it was real. I watched it twice. And I know I was young, and it was on, like, a, I don't know, 12-inch TV.
Well, I'm glad your husband found it.
And I was so surprised when he was like, yeah, I looked it up and I finally found it. I'm like, how? I've been trying to find that, and I am always so proud of my Googling ability.
Yeah,
like, I can usually find anything that I'm looking for.
That's true.
And
whenever
I was never able to find anything.
I either go to my husband or Terry. Like, hey, help.
But I was never able to find it, and I started just thinking, maybe I'm combining multiple movies, and I'm remembering
it
wrong.
I do that a lot. I get that. No, I do that a lot.
But he found it, and then I watched it with my brother, and it was the first time I had seen it in, like, I don't know, 10 years, 15 years, and he had never heard of it before, and we're watching it, and the whole time, and he's a lot younger than me.
What year was he born?
97? Right? He's a baby. And so the whole time he's watching it going, what the, like, his face, and I keep looking at him,
so
and he's
confused.
Just like, why are they doing
we
this?
We didn't have internet, Google, I tell my daughter, like, I was around before Google was, whatever, like, no, yeah.
I didn't have a computer until I was, like, 20,
I didn't have a cell phone until I was 22,
I think I was, like, 20, 21 when I had a cell phone, yeah, but his face, and
they were around. I just refused to have one. I was like, no, I have my pager.
It was the one that
could, like, talk, and it would, like, the doctor pagers that had the messaging on it.
I never had those, and I saw other people with them.
I still have my first pager.
And I always wanted one, because I was like, I would be so cool if I had one of those, but I never could afford that. We were really poor growing up.
I had
them
in junior high all the way up until high school.
Why didn't any of these people have pagers? Come on, guys.
And then my first boyfriend at that time got me a cell phone. I was like, fuck, I don't want one.
Can you just page me
to have it?
Is there a pager on this phone? Can we use it like that?
No, I have a smartphone.
But watching it with my brother, it just brought back so many things. Not just, you know, how ridiculous it is, you know,
at this age,
looking at it, and then seeing it with someone so young. But also, the whole time I was just like, I feel like a child again.
Yes.
Because I'm like, I remember this.
That's awesome.
I'm not insane. It was a movie.
It was a real thing.
It exists.
And now and I'm here gonna watch it to witness it with you.
I'm making other people so see it.
If you're crazy, I'm crazy. And it was a match made in craziness.
And I can bring it up and someone else can go, yes, I've seen it too.
I'm coming to this side of you. So.
And then I don't feel so insane.
It's so good. I'm glad I finally got to see this movie. I know you've been telling me about it for a while, but yeah, I appreciate you sharing this with me.
It's so ridiculously 80s. It's so bad. But
like the characters, the people that came out of them, those people were in a lot of 80s stuff. Like you see their face and you're like, it's that guy or it's that girl. So
yes,
it's very nostalgic for me.
So good.
Thank you.
So good.
So good. All right, guys. Thanks for joining. I can't say it.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for watching with us. If you have any suggestions. Thank you to our new
listeners.
Oh, yes. Oh, and thank you, Canada. You guys just, like, went balls to the wall watching one day, and
we appreciate it, Canada. I appreciate
that. I didn't know you guys liked us like that. I like you guys like that.
I do, too. Shh,
Harry. I'm sorry. Don't tell my husband.
All right. Goonies never say die.
Ding.
Oi.
What?
Email us.
Drunk and scary.
at gmail.com. Any suggestions? Horror movie suggestions, guys? Come on, man. Feel free. We'd like to hear from some of our listeners. We want to know your opinions.
We've heard from some of you guys.
What you've been doing.
We take suggestions very seriously because it means less any decision-making on our side.
New horror movies you've seen that you think we might be interested in watching or other people would, shoot us an email. Or you can Facebook, message us on Facebook,
Twitter
Instagram, or just Google Pam and Terry Drunk and Scary.
Google us.
All right, guys.
We're there for you.
I'm so drunk.
All right. Bye. Bye.